Then the only other man sat at the bar shuffled his stool closer to Tom. He had ginger hair and a frayed baseball cap with Shell embroidered across the front.
"Hello. You come here for the day, eh?"
"Yeah, well, I might stay overnight."
"That's a good idea. Yes. See the island's beauty. Come on your own, then."
"Yes." The man shuffled his stool even closer until he was practically leaning against Tom, intimidatingly strange and close.
"Oh, you'll love us. We're friendly blokes here."
At noon of that same day in the first week of August, Winnie Foster sat on the bristly grass just inside the fence and said to the large toad who was squatting a few yards away across the road,
"I will, though. You'll see."
On the very day that I had come to this conclusion, I was standing at the Criterion bar when someone tapped me on the shoulder, and turning round, I recognised young Stamford, who had been a dresser under me at Bart's. The sight of a friendly face in the great wilderness of London is a pleasant thing indeed to a lonely man.